Good morning. Sometimes, I promise, it seems like we've come so far, but still have so far yet to go. There's a church in Jackson, Mississippi. It's coming under fire for denying a black couple, Charles and Tiandra Wilson. They were told 2 days before their wedding that they couldn't get married at First Baptist Church of Crystal Springs because some church members told the pastor that they didn't want a black couple getting married at their church. Tiandra says she was devastated, and the pastor's name is Reverend Stan Weatherford. She was devastated that he didn't stand up to his congregation. She's been a member there and has felt welcome, she said, for over a year. And her fiance joined just a month ago.
Wow.
Okay.
So all right, the pastor still officiated the wedding, but it was at a nearby church instead of at his church. I'm just still a little upset with him.
Yeah. Let's just ask ourselves, are you really surprised?
Well, I'm surprised because they're members.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That if they were off the street and then, really.
You know what my grandmama told me?
What's that?
Don't go nowhere where you don't feel welcome. Every place ain't for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't feel welcome there, and if you're not welcome there, if you can't be treated and respected like everybody else, don't go there.
And I can't believe they still had him officiate their wedding if he didn't stand up for them. Like, really? Yeah. Like, what kind of pastor are you? You don't want to do the thing in your church?
But we'll do it
somewhere
else.
Well, you have black people and you have house Negroes. Let me just keep it real.
Was the pastor black?
Because I would have told him, screw you, screw your church, and I would have joined another church where I felt welcome. And let them have that.
Mm-hmm.
Let them have it. I'm not thinking about trying to go to court, trying to sue and march and protest. You just got racism. For example, we went to the lake 2 weeks ago, and my kids jumped in the part of the lake where you can swim in, and this white man, and it was so obvious, went and pulled all of his kids out of the lake, and they sat there. So when I went over there and I said, hey, y'all, when they get back in, I want you to get out. And I made him here, and I made him just as uncomfortable as he made me.
Right.
And it is what it is. And all white people ain't bad.
Oh, of course.
Because most of the time, 99% of the people, white people that go to the lake, I hang out at the lake, are very, very nice and respectful. And some of them have Confederate flag shirts on and very nice. If your boat gets stuck or something, they'll come out and help you. You know, but every now and then when you run into that, you just got to know how to handle it. See, growing up in Birmingham, Alabama, and just living in the South, I'm used to it. And I know what to do, and I'm always ready, always looking for it. It happens on the plane. Flight attendant come along and say, hey, I need to see your ticket. Make sure you sit in the right seat. I say, you can see my ticket when you check everybody else's ticket. Then you can see my ticket.
I guess I really feel sorry for the bride because there's a couple of things that as a female you look forward to. You know, you look for graduation, prom, and then your wedding day.
Okay.
And then to have this around your wedding day.
That ain't the only church in Mississippi.
Well, you know, you sent out
invitations. She could have went to Ramboy Church and got married. I know a lot of preachers in Jackson, Mississippi.
I wish you would have known ahead of time.
She could have went to Steve Bowen Crystal Church. I got no folks in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah.
If you're not welcome, don't go there. Period.
And
it's that simple.
I don't know how much power these people have, but they were going to oust him from the church. So he said rather than lose his job, that he'd rather just go to another church and do it there.
Man, bump that. Go join another church. Bump that preacher and bump that congregation. Those are your conservative Christians.
Yeah.
Right there.
Shout out to
Tiandra.
Stop
trying to
go
and be a part of something and trying to be a part of something. Some people that don't want you. Then they smiling and faking and hugging on you and praising the Lord, but you're not good enough to get married at the church, though. Man, please.
Ridiculous.
It is. But
I just keep it real when it comes to racism because I'm a black man. I'm a black man, and I deal with it all the time, and it gets real nasty, but I stand up, and I stand my ground, you know, and I don't blink. And I say, and when I pull up to the red light, and you look over my car, and you stare at me, I'm going to stare you down until you look off first. Light being turned green and our cars passing us.
Right, and you late for where you going just because right. You trying to prove a point. Come up there talking about something, I won't break no precedent. Sitting up there talking, calling me, talking about something.